The Columbian Exchange. The voyages of Columbus and other explorers brought together two parts of the globe that previously had had no contact: the continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa in one hemisphere, and the Americas in the other. The contact led to an exchange of plants, animals, and diseases that altered life on both sides of the Atlantic. Scholars refer to this as the Columbian Exchange. A Northwest Passage. The Treaty of Tordesillas had divided the Americas between Spain and Portugal. It did not allow for claims by other nations, so England, France, and the Netherlands ignored the treaty. During the 1500s and early 1600s, these countries sent explorers to chart the coast of North America. They wanted to profit from trade and colonization as well. The voyage to Asia, either around the southern tip of Africa or around South America, was long and difficult. For this reason, the three countries hoped to discover a Northwest Passage to Asia, a more direct water route through the Americas. In 1497, England sent John Cabot, an Italian, to look for a northern route to Asia. Cabot probably landed on the coast of present-day Newfoundland. England used Cabot's voyage as the basis for its claims to North America. In 1524, France hired an Italian, Giovanni da Verrazzano, to look for the northern sea route. Verrazzano explored the coast of North America from present-day Nova Scotia down to the Carolinas. In 1535, French explorer Jacques Cartier sailed up the St. Lawrence River, hoping it would lead to the Pacific. He got as far as the Huron village of Hochelaga. Cartier wrote that from the mountain next to the village, one sees a very great distance. He named the peak Mont Royal, which means Royal Mountain. This is the site of the city now called Montreal. Cartier had heard stories about gold, but he found neither gold nor a sea route to Asia. Hudson's discoveries. The Netherlands, too, wanted to find a passage through the Americas. They hired Henry Hudson, an English sailor, to explore. In 1609, he discovered the river that now bears his name. In his ship, the Half Moon, Hudson sailed north on the Hudson River as far as the site of present-day Albany. Deciding that he had not found a passage to India, he turned back. The following year, Hudson tried again, this time sent by England. Sailing almost due west from northern England, Henry Hudson and his crew discovered a huge bay, now called Hudson Bay. Hudson thought he had reached the Pacific Ocean. After months of searching for an outlet from the bay, however, the crew rebelled. Hudson, his son John, and a few sailors were set adrift in a small boat and never seen again.